You are now checked in to Stand Up New York Labs. Oh, yeah. Rich
Wars. I know you're like, how could a white man be allowed to be?
He can say the word only in the confines of this podcast. It's what we do, baby! Yeah!
You're out of your fucking mind, dude.
I have the power! With Kurt Metzger and Hello?
We're on.
Hello?
Rich Wars, back.
Hello?
Hello.
Hello?
Everybody listening in the
Hello?
Home?
It's working. Hello?
Introduce our guest, Kurt.
All right, so Hello? This is Race Wars, and we're back. Sherrod.
Yeah.
Caitlin. Karen's here. And then our guest is Will Sylvans.
Will Sylvans, amazing comedian, is Will Sylvans.
Is it like a relay race or a 100-yard dash?
Well, let me just say, I would like to thank Will.
Will's the king of the black rooms, you know that?
Yeah. He's taking the time prince. Off from... dressing up like a Spider-Man in Times Square and assaulting people.
I gotta make my money.
If you had to guess
Will's
job.
And is the black Spider-Man, mind you.
Yeah, but they don't know
because you're in a...
Yeah, but they can see my afro pulsing out.
Okay, the top afro of the mask. Pulsing out,
yeah.
Okay.
And but it look like a Spider-Man with a helmet underneath the mask.
And you're fully erect down there as Spider-Man, so they can tell by that.
Yes.
But just imagine Spider-Man say in that accent talking to you.
That's my extra web carpet car.
Get it out. There you go. Get it out.
Damn it, shit.
Nice.
Can y'all edit that out, please?
No,
make me sound nice.
That's staying there. Will, what you been up to?
Man, I've been working on my film fest. You know my film fest is next week. Speaking of Race Wars.
Who hosted one of your... Didn't somebody at this table host like a night of your film festival?
No, Kirk never hosts. Kirk never even showed up.
Wow, Will, after I did all that work for you.
Hold on.
Sherrod Smalls, yes.
Thank
Sherrod
you.
Smalls. Self-plug.
Sherrod Smalls and Hannibal Smalls hosted it last year. Last year
not
we did
Hannibal Smalls, it's Hannibal,
Hannibal
Buress.
Damn it. Sherrod Smalls.
Will has no
and
idea
Hannibal
who's Buress. Who's
I
who?
I can't talk.
He think right, me and Hannibal have the same mother.
Well, I thought you guys was dating.
Wait, no,
well,
hold
we
on.
Fuck, but we not, you know, it's
I
not
just,
legal.
First, I want in the Will Sylvans Film Fest, just for people who don't know it.
Right.
Because we just talked, explain the film festival
yes.
to people.
The film
it's
festival,
great. Great.
I started about 9 years ago, and NBC got on board since my first pitch to them, and they decided to co-produce it with me. The whole purpose is to help people of color get in the industry, because as you know, the industry lacks a lot of color.
Yeah, motherfuckers. This whole room is white. I'm annoyed.
Yeah. And we got a lot of filmmakers, success, directors, actors, writers. We got great prizes. But the bottom line is the films are incredible.
The
short films,
films are
amazing.
Unbelievably great.
I've been inviting Sherrod for 9 years.
Nine years.
He only came because I asked him to host, and that's why he came.
That's right.
He
I don't want to sit around.
But you saw the films, they ain't no joke.
First of all, Will, those first 8 years that you asked me, I said no, it felt great. Just turning you down and having you walk away with your tail between your legs.
Well, it felt great not having you there.
Wow, Will, what, this is a one-way attack.
Because the films were not heckled.
The films were
How
great.
How
were
the films were good?
The films are unbelievable. Like,
these people, are think, the most... people think this is Will Sylvans, and I saw up in the black comic because they think it's going to be whack-ass films.
Well, Will does make good films, I will say for Will.
Thank
I
you.
Saw his boxing piece. It was great.
Yeah. What was that? You're trying to get an HBO commercial?
No, actually, it's a movie, a full feature movie about this guy come from Haiti to pursue his boxing career.
Okay. It was like a role for me somewhere?
Yes.
So there's a
yes.
whole. So that.
I'm like a trainer?
What's the preview called online?
Oh, it's called I Still Have a Soul, HBO.
I Still Have a Soul.
Nice.
Which if you've met Will, Will looks like he's constantly has to say it. He looks like a voodoo victim.
Yeah, so. He's a victim. He like he's the perpetrator.
Will, my soul is not in a jar somewhere. an aluminum hut.
He's got dolls of all of us right now in his bag.
Yes, I do.
Will.
Sherrod's doll is a little thicker.
At the bottom, like with the penis.
The stomach.
Let me tell you something.
Well, let's arm wrestle right now, Will, on the podcast.
Let's stomach wrestle.
And let me embarrass
hold
you
on,
in front of everybody.
Let's stomach
here.
Wrestle. Listen, at the Olive Tree.
Let's wrestle whatever you want to wrestle.
Wait, hold on. I will say this. Me and Karen, was it me and you?
I don't know.
Who witnessed Will's fucking gigantic dong on his phone.
It. Oh, yeah.
Will okay. has a lot of like Spartan warrior pictures he takes of himself.
Yeah.
I don't remember how it came to that. We were looking at Will's dork, but
we just straight up asked for it.
Yeah.
If I'm not mistaken.
Did I ask for that?
So he has a nice
Maybe
meal.
Maybe I did. Oh, it's crazy, dude.
It's a rumor. It's
we
a rumor.
All got like
I'm
upset.
It's the truth.
We all weren't like, we were like disconcerted.
We had anxiety from it for a little while.
Yeah, it was weird, dude.
It can do that to you.
It's a hanger, dude.
It's a hanger.
Is it because I'm a small dude? I got small hands. I got small feet.
It's exact. You know
an
what?
Optical illusion.
Will, that's exact. You just hit exactly what it is.
It's a small frame,
and it's like Luis J. Gomez's dog. He has this little. What's it? His fucking awful dog. Luis's dog's like a
the
beagle.
Worst spot.
But it's got a full balls. It's not fixed, so it's full balls and dick, and it's like almost bigger than the dog. Like the dog is mostly dick and balls, and it's like disgusting.
He's a now little terrier.
It's a terrier with like a huge. And so it was that kind of upsetting. Like this little thing. Well,
can I tell you? For a long time, I thought I had a small one. Because I was a virgin until I was 24, and a friend of mine in college told me...
Wait. Don't just roll over that, motherfucker. You was a virgin until you were 24 years old?
Yes, it's a long story. You suck at sucks.
Your sex got to be... You got to be... So
maybe he just had really high standards, Sherrod. Don't jump in.
Shut up with that.
Sherrod, to be honest, I was very spiritual back then. And you can't tell friends back then you're spiritual because they'll call you fags. So I just lie on my dick and say I'm getting a lot
of vagina.
That's
a rough congregation you were in.
He's a fag, virgin fag.
I gotta go to a new church.
Amen.
So a friend of mine in college said, "Yo, man, when a girl tell you that you got a big dick, that's their way of saying you got a small dick, because no girl will admit that you got a big dick." So they said,
"Who said that to you?"
A friend of mine in college.
He's not a friend. Will.
Mm-hmm. I thought that I had a small. You know, oh my God,
what small dick friend of yours said that to you?
What Asian roommate did you have in college?
Did you just never see wieners ever?
No, I didn't.
If he was religious, he's not watching porn and stuff.
Never went to summer camp. Yeah, but like even that, I mean, like, you know, grower versus shower. Like, I don't know.
Grower versus show. What?
That's what little dick people say.
No, I think it's a real phenomenon. Is I feel it? Like I've some seen people, a yeah. significant
I don't
number
know.
Of dicks.
I feel like growing and showing are pretty close.
Nah, I feel it's like not true. Some dudes Karen? Perform a Nuh-uh. Magic trick. They go from like not a lot there, and then it blows
up. I'm one of those guys.
It's called love, Keith. You fall in love with
and
that
then
dude.
Some
it's
dudes called, have called, what they have, lust. And then it just stands up. Like, but it doesn't grow with an erection. And
yeah,
some
the
dudes,
truth is, I don't know what I'm talking about.
Mine start at. So I take it like Dr. Banner. Show it. The Black Hulk.
And then it ends up he's green like with gonorrhea?
Yes. But then I beat the gonorrhea.
Yeah, Will is not... When's the last time you were... You like go a long time and not fuck anybody.
Yeah, I could do. Yeah, I got that power.
It's yeah, weren't you like celibate? You were celibate for like a year or two or something.
I don't call it celibate. I just call it.
You
I
call
just,
it striking
I just,
out.
I just call it.
I call it. Mother says I'm lazy and I'm masturbating. You're lazy. You're masturbating.
Celibate is people
mother.
That's, people that's really trying to stay away because you know they've been like women when they say they celibate they did a lot of fucking
yeah I know chicks do that why
you
gotta
put
it?
A stop to it
oh yeah they're trying to be like a newborn virgin
yeah they try gotta get their vagina powers God. Heal up and let the pussy fibers come back
are
together.
You so wait a minute are you telling me
sometimes.
You were celibate If I understand what you're saying, you were celibate for Tyler Perry reasons. am I reading that right?
You nailed it.
No.
I'm celibate for Tyler Perry reasons right now, so you get it.
It all started when I used to be 220 pounds. I was a fat mess. And I started losing weight. At first it was for vanity reasons, and then it turned to health reasons. I became more healthier. Yeah. And when I started becoming more healthy, I got more powerful. I got more energy. I got more life. And I just wanted more. And then I was like, you know what? I should stop fucking bitches.
Yeah.
Whoa. That's where you lost me. That's where you made a hard right on the canal.
Yes. No. It's well, like, okay, you know what it's like?
Okay, let me take
I'm
the
all about achievement, motherfucker.
All right, my bad. It was a bitch part. I should stop having sex with random women for unnecessary
reasons.
What's
that Stanley Kubrick movie with the nuclear bomb?
You should research your jokes.
What is it?
We got a computer
what's
right
the guy
there.
That, Dr. Strangelove.
Google your shit.
Dr. Strangelove.
That's what Will sounds like. The general in Dr. Strangelove is like, I love women, but I do not give them my fluids. Yeah. They sense my power.
No, you felt, I mean, it sounds like you felt disempowered by like the random hookups that you were having. And so you decided to make a change.
As a way of dirtying your body. And then I just wanted to chill. I just like, you know.
So what about now? Are you still on a streak? Are you?
No, I'm not. Like if I get a girl and it goes down, it's gonna go down. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna hit it with the one.
That's
two.
Too much hip hop talk. What are we talking about?
I'm sorry. Jabadoo, Zabadap.
It's getting too world star for me.
Yeah, it's gonna happen.
Are you having
that
sex
sounds
now?
Like no. Someone being shot. The exact same thing. Like if it goes down, it goes down. Yeah. It is what it is. You know.
It's so violent. It's a violent exchange.
If I gotta blast him,
if I gotta blast a bitch, I gotta blast a bitch.
Will is such a romantic.
187.
So let's talk about what's going on, Kurt. What stories you got?
Oh, so hold on now. Wait
We're
a minute,
over you,
it.
Will. Let's get to the
hold on.
So I have more questions about his dick, frankly.
I'm tired of this virgin go nowhere
story.
My film
festival is August 19th and 20th. Are you guys coming?
Yes.
It's gonna be at the School of Visual Arts. AJ's hosting.
AJ Calloway?
Yes, sir.
Never heard of him.
I'll be in L.A., buddy.
No, he's a good dude.
You're not going to be in L.A., Kurt.
Yeah, I got the Emmys.
You're going to be in your apartment.
The Emmys.
The Emmys.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Congratulations, man. Yeah. That's awesome news, man.
Our young Kurt's trying to make something of himself. Well, teaming up with better white
young?
People.
Well, do you know what I realized? Because with the writers, it used to be on the regular Emmys. Like, this isn't the televised Emmys I'm going to.
Right.
I'm going to the Creative Arts Emmys.
He's going to do the podcast with Race
still
Wars
cool.
with Kevin Hart.
Still the same Emmy.
They fuck the same bitches.
But here's what's funny. It used to be writers, because I remember writers and shit being in this televised one. Mm-hmm. Okay? And they just changed it, and I couldn't figure out why. And Neil told me.
What?
He goes, because they don't want your ugly ass on the fucking...
Yeah, you're writers for a reason. Don't get in front of the camera.
Hilarious. I'm on the fucking ugly Emmys this week. We don't put a camera on those Emmys.
Do you still get to dress up? Are you going to be dressing up?
I'm going to be crazy. You're going to wear a suit or tuxedo?
Great.
I got a black suit and some cufflinks.
Do you have a French cuff?
Black tie.
This is a real question. Do you have a French cuff shirt?
Yeah.
Okay. Good.
Why is that you're a question? Hoping.
Because otherwise you can't put the cufflinks on. It's going to be like a whole nightmare of logistics and frustration.
You know what? I didn't know that for a long time. I was wearing cufflinks on a regular shirt.
And see, it's just ridiculous.
See, I'm not crazy. Men
you
fuck this
like
up
a,
all the time.
An old pimp on Good Times episode.
But you're fine.
What I did was, is this bad?
I don't know.
What I did was, I used to cut a hole on where the button is. On the shirt,
and so you can put your cufflinks.
Like, yeah, because I didn't want to waste the cufflinks.
One of the funniest things
is
I
that
ever
ghetto
saw.
Or is it just ignorant?
What, no, that's great.
Is that improvising? What do you?
Which
one is that called?
First of all, I know you didn't come from but I imagine like you ever see the Papua New Guinea tribes where like. You know, in World War II, we dropped some shit out of a crate, and then they made it into a god, like the Kellogg's.
Yes.
I imagine, like in Will's village, he had like a Kellogg's Frosted Flakes crown, and then he's making his own cufflinks.
First of all,
but that's not accurate. But that's
not,
what
but it's
I
close, pretty close.
In my head is what I imagine.
I mean, all, pretty close.
You're saying village and all this shit and voodoo dolls. People don't know why you're saying that.
Because you're Haitian.
Because you're Haitian.
There you go. So let the people know.
People know Will.
People
they
know.
Have ears.
No
you're
one knows me.
Famous.
We played Grand Theft Auto Vice City, Will. We understand. Kill the Haitians. That's what I took from that.
No one knows me, though. That's what I'm saying.
When the last time you've been back to Haiti?
I was there 2 years ago, actually. I did a show out there.
How's everybody doing?
Everybody's
there?
Fine.
Okay.
Everybody?
The country still need help. We still need but there's a lot of places to visit, a lot of nice beaches, a lot of nice people to see.
Do you have a citizenship in
the
Haiti?
The white man hates Haiti, by the way.
No. I was born
in
Brooklyn.
Oh.
Can we have some kind of red light, green light, what you talk?
No. Will, just listen to the black voice. Follow the light, nigga.
I like you using your black voice.
Listen, Haiti has been hated on by...
everybody.
Okay,
because
well,
it was the first free, democratic, fucking
and,
black
and white people
country
could not
in Western Hemisphere.
And not just the French, but all white people got mad or jealous that they didn't want the word out that these all blacks, right. these slaves got
Can
their
I
freedom.
Can I just tell you why,
so they
though?
Didn't want other slaves to know this, so they kept it on a hush-hush.
Yeah.
Because then it would have been chaos.
And that's
anyway.
Why Haiti is still in debt now to the World Bank because they say they didn't pay their loans back.
No. What happened was after the war, Napoleon said that, I don't have no money to buy weapons anymore because he was using the sugar cane to buy weapons.
Right.
So he took Haiti to court and to World's Court and the World's Court said that Haiti had to pay France money, which is some bull. When you win a war, you win a war, motherfucker. You don't even have to pay nobody shit.
Yeah.
Right.
I get your food, I get your women, and I get your house.
Right.
Okay, can I just explain something to you? Okay.
Yeah, it's crazy that they had to pay damages for their freedom.
Yeah. First of all,
the white man is the devil.
Actually, it's called a freedom tax.
Look.
Wow. You know, Haiti made imagine if blacks had to pay a freedom tax. Okay, but hey, man, I got no right to put the cut in anymore. You know what? Blacks got to pay freedom tax now.
Okay, well, we you know what? Did. You shouldn't have made a pact with the devil. That's what I've been waiting to tell you this whole time. Well,
let the devil speak. Go ahead.
Yes, I get it. Freedom, okay, but then entering into an agreement with the devil, that's not the way to do it, okay? And as a result, you see what happens.
What is the devil?
What Curt is trying to say is that it's your fault and you deserve it.
Okay? Oh, okay. Well, there is an iron pig monument.
So I'm not the only one that needs
in the capital of Port-au-Prince to the ceremony. I'm reading about how Haiti made a pact with the devil.
Oh, that's all bullshit.
They killed a pig.
Stop it. That's why like did saying pig that have to die? Indians bought a Manhattan with fucking.
Is that not
true? They sold it for $25. No, listen, they took the whole other rest of the country with pistols. Why do you
I thought okay, well,
why
I thought
they bargain for the little island?
But am I because I thought the answer to that was the Indians didn't sell. They had no idea what the people were talking
that's
about.
That's the hype. They came in there with rifles just like they took the rest of the country.
No, no, no. But
wait, hold on.
No, no, listen.
Where did y'all get their information from?
The truth. From history?
Thetruth.com, Will.
From school.
So why are you arguing with him?
Hold on. This is what I thought it was. So they gave him all this shit like, hey, can we have this land? And the Indians like, yeah, sure, because
but
they,
you can't own land anyway, so who cares? They, yeah. Jokes have, on you, white man.
You mean, like,
that's not how it happened.
That's what I was told.
Yeah, that's what you were told, but that's not the truth.
I don't know what it was on that I was told. It might have been like, on an episode of
Drunk History.
The other 50 states they took
Bullwinkle.
With violence. Why would yeah. they take Manhattan with trinkets?
Because it was earlier.
Hold on. Stop killing them. Let's just offer them some money.
Yeah. Not a real
stop
story.
Killing the kids and chopping the Indians off. Let's just offer them some money for the island and see if they'll take it.
What on earth did you just say?
Listen.
Yeah, no, I didn't get any of that either. I'm sorry. Well, I want to be on your team.
We can't subtitle a podcast.
They're going around killing all the Indians, but they got to my hand. Like, you know what? We should stop all this killing. Just act sealed. They'll just sell it to us.
Yeah, let's see if we can give them some necklaces.
You're mixing a bunch of stages together when it wasn't exactly. Initially, it would be certain tribes uniting with the colonists against other
helping
tribes.
Helping them survive, first of all. No, first
but
the
against
tribes
their rivals. These were all separate nations. Yeah. It wasn't like the Indian, you know what I mean? So they used to be like real, and it was a lot of them. I mean, the population of New York was like a crazy.
And what happened to them, Kirk? And what happened to
them?
They
died from the when the plague came here.
Yeah.
And who brought the plague here?
The plague was they
that
gave
wasn't
blankets
from blankets
with smallpox on it.
That's not true. That didn't happen.
That didn't happen.
They did give him smallpox, but that didn't happen where they gave him the blankets. That never happened.
Oh,
okay. Well, they still gave him smallpox. But I was saying the blankets as a nice part.
The smallpox.
What's the
you thought they gave him smallpox and blankets?
I tried to make it nice for you. I was like, yeah, give him some shirts and stuff.
What's the
Jared
what's the blankets?
Diamond
that's for warmth.
There's an old story.
Wait. White people gave Indians blankets?
Indians gave showed
infected
them how to
with
do
smallpox.
Corn, how to graze corn and fucking hunt in the new land, and they gave them blankets with dipped in smallpox.
Kirk, why you don't believe that?
They Febreze it with smallpox.
What that comes from is some general or someone there wrote a letter like we should maybe give them blankets with smallpox.
But that's
and they
not
said,
like how smallpox
they said, yeah,
how it works.
No.
Yeah. So anyway, that's not. It didn't happen. It's from some guy's letter, where he suggested that.
I mean, Jared Diamond like lines up his argument in Guns, Germs, and Steel about this process. Like, we wouldn't have been able to take the country except that the native population was so susceptible
to
our diseases.
Your voice sounds so soothing. I want to jerk off right now.
You heard that, didn't you? That came out clear.
I'll tell you what. By the way,
Crystal,
can we just acknowledge something? You're like, where do you get your facts from? The number one place that white people get our facts from is Guns,
from
Germs, and Steel. I don't know if you know that.
From where?
The number one white people quoted where you get your facts from about that shit is Guns, Germs, and Steel. I swear to God, I've
What's
quoted
guns,
shit out of
Guns, Germs, and Steel.
Mm-hmm.
It's about how come white people ended up
book.
With all this shit.
Basically.
Some guy in New Guinea.
It's the white people how-to
Jared
book.
Diamond.
Yeah, he lived in New Guinea, and they go, how come you white man have so much cargo? How come you have more cargo than us? Because that's what they call, like, goods, cargo. In the World War II, like, we were, like, I guess we were nice to them. They were, like, the one natives we were nice to in history.
What are you talking about? What natives?
The New Guinea natives.
Oh, New Guinea, okay.
So, like, to the point, we were nice to the point that they worship Prince Albert from England as a god.
Yeah, yeah. And he was a handsome like man, though. You got to be honest with that.
Yeah, they didn't have a religion or something. Yeah. They anthropologists so use it to study how religion develops. Because they invented, they had never seen a white people or planes. The planes gave them a bunch of cargo and then left. And then they had a whole like religion spring up around the planes will come back.
It's like the beginning of that new Star Trek movie.
Yeah.
And it's almost like how like when Columbus came and he said, hey, look, at the same time he came, the moon, it was a full moon, and it was high tide, and he said, look, if you guys don't give me the land, I'm going to have him, I'm make the moon come back, and blah, blah, blah.
I think you're thinking of Evil Dead Part 3. And I remember that. Bruce Campbell said, I'll make the sun come back.
I feel compelled to say that I believe, I'm not 100% positive, that New Guinea is one of those countries that has like over 500 languages and a lot of like individual tribes. So like, when we're talking about New Guinea,
what about Old Guinea?
Where's New Guinea located?
It's right off...
Australia?
Yeah, it's right near Australia, yeah. I think.
Is it in Australia or like... Where, like
no, it's like it's an island like near Australia.
Right. And it was a perfect strategic location. That's why we treated the natives with respect. We needed that land, bitch.
So what's the topic today, y'all?
This is mostly going to be about how Will doesn't fuck a lot. And then, I don't know, we got sidetracked. Because Will's in perfect boxing shape. And yet...
Will looks and sounds great.
I mean, what's the fucking point, man?
And you're funny, too. So, like, what's the point of being funny if you're not going to use it to get pussy? Honestly, right?
Hold on. Who said I'm not trying to get pussy?
Are you like totally cool with not?
I
just want to fuck who you
want
to fuck.
I want the pussy I want. Don't want me.
Mm.
Oh well.
Let's take a commercial and get down to that.
What?
Yeah, that feels true.
That was smoke in my mouth.
Let me tell you something. Well, it's very arrogant of you. Sometimes you got to have a rebuilding season.
And, yeah.
You're no better than anyone.
You're no better than the Mets.
I'm tired of fucking bitches that I want to fuck. Can I fuck bitches that I want to fuck?
I can understand that. I can understand going celibate because you're not fucking the girls that you want to bang.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Are the girls dudes? I'm not seeing them.
No, they're just not as attractive.
Yeah.
Well, how attractive they have to be? Because this sounds dangerously like Eddie Murphy.
I want to look at a tranny's feet.
No, not that.
No,
not
smart is overrated.
Will's like...
What's some smart mouth bitch in your house? Nobody?
Yeah, who do you want?
Who do I want?
Whose Instagram do you follow?
Are you holding out for like white girls or something?
No.
What about like a Rihanna? You like a Rihanna type?
Yeah. A Rihanna type.
I don't even know what you like, Will.
I like a nice body. It doesn't matter the color. Mm-hmm.
So does everybody. I'm sorry, continue.
Doesn't matter the color.
What does nice body mean to you?
Yeah, that's nice, a better
round
question.
Nice round booty. Nice small waist. So she could be thick, but nice like hourglass
figure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
With a round thing in your face.
Yeah.
You get sprung.
A nice smelly vagina, not smelly, but not funky, but smells good.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Because I had a hot girl, and her vagina was a hot mess.
Why didn't you Febreze it? Can you Febreze it?
You cannot Febreze a vagina. You can put garlic in a vagina.
You can't put a menthol.
That's not what they said on Orange.
You can't hang.
They did it on Orange Is the New Black.
You can't hang lemon rings in it neither.
You can try.
That's actually an old method of contraception.
Lemon rinds. That's not what Shradi tells
people. People would put lemon rinds would act as a cervix cap, and then it would increase the acidity of the vagina, and then that would like work as a spermicide.
And then you put it with a nice side of trout and
lemon
carrots.
Yeah, that's a real thing from these.
Yeah, Kurt. Yeah. She's trying to tell you how to take care of your vagina. You're not even listening.
Please don't do that in America.
My ex,
your gynecologist will yell at you.
My ex used to try to cure a yeast infection with yogurt, Greek yogurt. Mm-hmm. And she got her period. No. And she got her period, and I used to call her fruit on the bottom.
Oh.
And she didn't like it.
Nice.
Did you eat that out?
I loved it.
No. Not.
You ever ate a girl out that's on the period?
But it's a little yogurt.
Well, not on purpose, but I have.
Oh, I did it on purpose? Not on purpose? Done it all. Nigga, I live, nigga!
Ain't nothing but tartar sauce.
You don't have to.
I've taken a girl's tampon out by the string, swung it around, and threw it against the wall, and then it walked down the wall like one of those sticky spiders. But I'm old school.
like one of those
that
sticky
spiders. That sounds like hotel room
spiders.
Sex.
A whacking wall walker.
It's like it's a wall walker.
I took a girl's tampon and licked it like a lollipop.
No, you didn't.
You did not.
Yes, I did.
By the way, that story that you told Sherrod just now about that tampon, it's like one of the first stories Kurt told me when we first started dating.
What's that?
Yeah.
What story? What story?
The tampon throwing against the wall. That's a true thing.
Sure, I did that?
Oh, definitely did it, man. I only speak the truth.
At his apartment,
what was the purpose of that?
A bravado.
That's a big fuck you to whoever's apartment that was, right?
Just to show the bitch who's in charge.
Women would not survive that incident.
I pulled it out, it did a little...
Why is your tampon on my wall? Like, could you imagine having that conversation with somebody?
Yeah, but if somebody actually did that to you, like, if someone did that to you, how hilarious would that be?
That would be an amazing, but like, if I came back to my bedroom and was like, had to have a conversation with some chick about why her fucking tampon was on the wall.
Would that be a smell before you see it?
Oh. That's a good. No, that would be like right on site. It would look like a wound.
No, I'm saying, let's say you walk in, you don't notice on the, it's on the high on the wall, and you're just like, what is that? Why does it smell like my pussy's out?
Will, you need to fuck more.
Yeah, Will.
This is a crazy question.
I know.
That, no, you wouldn't smell it first.
Basic anatomy.
Will has a lot of jokes about shit, you know, whatever. But if, he's like,
I used
funny
to fuck
jokes,
before.
But about like eggs hitting your face, which are good jokes, but they sound. This is what I realized. They sound. I thought he was being cartoonish. I think he thinks that's what happens.
Yes, he really is uneducated.
Overactive imagination. Like of somebody the 40-year-old
virgin. Hold on. Can I tell
on.
You about a movie I wrote?
What?
Okay.
It's called. It's called the haunted fetus haunted. It basically,
we don't know what that means.
Did you just remix the title of the goddamn movie?
Basically, this lady had an abortion, but she threw the.
What is it called? What's the title?
A haunted fetus haunting.
A haunted fetus haunting.
Welcome back to haunted fetus haunting.
I think I'm gonna call it the haunted fetus or fetus killer.
Let's say untitled. It's an untitled movie,
untitled movie
that you're working on. Now tell us about it.
A haunted fetus haunting is the title of this. John, will you put that down? A haunted fetus haunting?
Haunted fetus haunting.
That's the title
that
of this
is, episode.
This episode is definitely,
so she take the damn, she has her own abortion, reach in the vagina and pull it out and throw it in the garbage can. A homeless
That's how
guy,
abortion happens.
A homeless guy.
I like this bitch already.
A homeless guy comes in and he jerks off. No. She takes the tampon and throws it in the garbage.
Please tell me there's a narration and you are the narrator.
You're the Morgan.
A homeless guy comes and jerks off the garbage, and the egg in the tampon mixed with the sperm, and the baby starts to formulate in the garbage.
Okay.
And he comes out and he starts killing people.
Will has no idea how vagina works.
Okay.
He lives off of the garbage.
I'm so in love with this idea. I want to see this
Can
so badly.
Can someone listening right
what
now.
What would happen to you if you didn't come on this podcast right now? You'd still be thinking that.
Hold on. I want someone right now listening to please, we're getting a Kickstarter going to make Will Silvins' dream a haunted fetus haunting. Yeah. Now, you've heard the story.
Oh, my God.
Okay? My God, somebody's got to make a Kickstarter of
what's the backstory of this homeless guy? Is he like some type of crime fighter? Is he
just have a habit jerking off in garbage?
Well, shit, I could play this role. I was born for this.
Did you? Okay, you said he has a habit of jerking. I thought you said he has a
but
hobbit.
But get this though,
there's
the
a hobbit
fetus
involved.
Does not kill his siblings or the mother or the homeless guy in the whole neighborhood.
He has siblings.
He sensed that that's, and those are the sole survivors of that block, of that neighborhood.
So
garbage baby boy.
Way down.
So he grows up in the garbage.
He grows up in the garbage.
He's right? Oscar the Grouch.
I mean, do they never empty these trash cans in this fucking neighborhood? 9 months of fucking garbage. Where's Bloomberg?
Okay, wait.
Also,
no.
Who throws
this
a tampon in a public trash can?
This is a world where a baby grows from a tampon and semen. I don't think a 9 month gestation period is necessary for this fantasy world. Like,
I need that baby to believe the story.
Look, if they do sharks.
Hold on, did you get the title? Is it a haunted fetus haunting? What is it?
A haunted fetus haunting.
Is that what it was?
Yes. Sounds ridiculous.
And they do sharks, that you know, tornado sharks. Why can't my haunted fetus baby come?
No, I'm 100% behind this film. I think it's going to be brilliant.
Well, for one reason, a white person didn't write it.
Check this out. He starts to do. He starts to create an army and get all these tampons. He goes from house to house.
So he's like me, snatching tampons out, swinging them, going down.
No,
the street.
He takes them and throw them in the garbage, and he gets homeless people to jerk off.
It's a line of homeless dudes.
Yes, jerking off.
What? No protein in their diet, but somehow workable semen.
All these fetuses out the garbage.
What color is he? That's going to be important.
He's like a doo-doo brown.
wasn't that what like Garbage Pail Kids was about?
Well, not the beginning, not the origin, but
that old movie, like the Children Under the Stairs or something.
What was that about?
Yeah,
it was like children.
The people
in
under the
stairs.
The people under the stairs. Yeah, that was
people
great.
People or was it children?
Children
or
people?
I think it was children.
No. Or was it
people?
Was
under
it
the
fetus?
Stairs.
I could call my fetus under the stairs.
No, Will, you cannot.
Why not?
Because you'll be sued unmercifully.
No, the people that made that movie.
You can't even say that word. You can't even say that word.
But I've been smoking pot.
A fetus under the stairs. Wow.
How about we make a porn, My Penis Under the Stairs?
What's that play? Where there's a buried
baby
or something?
My penis under your...
This what? Pillow.
What was it? What?
There's a play. It's a good play by somebody famous.
Rosemary's Baby.
No. It was a play, not a movie. And it's okay. About it's about somebody who buried a baby.
Mama, I want to sing. That's a musical.
Who's baby play? I'm Googling.
Whose baby is this? A black play?
Like buried it?
No, this is a white play.
Buried it alive?
It ain't my baby.
It's Sam Shepard.
This week,
Sam Shepard's buried child.
Hold on. What was it called? Will your
Sam your Shepard. Black buried child?
It ain't my baby. This week at the Beacon. bitch. Coming Thursday, Friday, Saturday at the Beacon.
Cheryl Pepsi Riley's in that.
Cheryl Pepsi Riley. The darker the berry, the sweeter the juice.
With R. Kelly.
At the Miriam Theater.
What if these like dumpster fetus babies live in the same world where they're growing like petri dish babies, and there's like weird class consciousness between like dumpster babies and like petri dish babies? And
there's
petri
a
dish.
Fetus under the stairs at the Beacon Theater. Live at the Beacon Theater.
Oh man! Who let that damn doll under the stairs? This week at the Beacon.
I love this.
Leave yeah. Black plays
Mama,
alone,
that's
man.
Not a doll,
well,
Mama.
That's what I'm saying.
Mama, that's not a doll.
Is there some way to rework this as a black play?
Well,
I say no, because I just can't see black audiences going for like a lot of fetus things.
Not church people.
They don't deserve to live.
Yeah.
But they watch Tyler Perry movies.
Yeah, it's not a lot of.
No,
dead
you need
fetus.
To go for more of a like Morgan Spurlock demographic.
Yeah, that's a Morgan. Lovers. Oh, he's the worst, by the way.
Why do you hate Spurlock?
Because
just watched yesterday. Are You There, God? It's Me.
No,
Osama.
No. It's called Where in the
Where's
World
Osama?
Is Osama Bin Laden? Remember, it was before they killed Bin Laden. And he was like him. Where is this guy? And it's him that going to the Middle East with his. And you're hoping the son kills him the whole time. So, have you seen Osama bin... He's just asking people in the street if they've seen Osama bin Laden in, like, Arab countries.
He probably
countries.
Didn't even go to... he probably went, like, to, like, some Queens. Neighborhood.
This fucking jerk-off. There's no subtitles. And the Egyptians he's talking to?
It's, like, minutes and minutes of people speaking in Arabic and him just nodding and saying shit back in English and no subtitles.
Because it's about... I swear to God. I thought we got most of the movie.
So like you guys watched this
you just watched
no,
him.
We couldn't get through. We watched like half of it and we were like we just couldn't do it.
Journey.
It was like ruining our relationship.
Yeah, and then he fucking
blame Spurlock for that.
Yeah. Dude, it is so irritating.
Who's Spurlock?
He did 30 days on McDonald's food.
It's amazing that white people,
you don't
awful
want to know the
white
answer.
Producers could do movies like this and get away. If black people come out with that, we'd be shot.
You asked me a question and then you started talking right in the middle of my answer.
Because I got the answer.
You really didn't want me to answer. You just was using me as like a fucking wall and playing handball.
Yes, I was, Gerard.
Okay,
yes.
I respect it.
Because then you was going to say it was going to be filled with marijuana related and I'm like, it doesn't make sense.
What? What did you just
Will
say?
Will is judging.
He's judging.
What did he say?
But he's a judgy Haitian virginy kind of dude.
But what
he's
were the
judging.
Words? Yeah.
What is with this judgy island people thing?
What are we talking about?
Oh, they're so judgy.
What's wrong
about?
With the Haitians,
okay.
Will? That's why we brought you
oh,
on.
Shit. Oh, shit.
What is this podcast about? How come we're not talking about the black guys who got shot in Missouri last
oh,
week?
Oh, yeah. Mike Brown.
Michael Brown, young kid, unarmed, shot by the police outside of
multiple
St. Louis.
Multiple times.
Walked toward him and shot him dead.
And
just
he
graduated
his,
from
he
high
had
school.
His hands up.
Hands
and
up.
And still shot him.
Well.
All right, so I'll tell you what the story is. So, because, oh, by the way, I'm not leaning towards the cop. Well, that's what the eyewitness, his buddy, said, which is what I tend
his
to
His buddy
believe.
Sound like he's truthful. He's telling the truth.
He does.
His friend
A$AP Rocky did sound like he's telling the truth, I have to say. But the other story is like the cop was trying to get out and he was pushing him back in trying to get his gun.
No.
I'm just saying what
the cop opened the door and then the door hit the guy and the door bounced back and closed on the cop. And the cop got mad and tried to pull him in the car. And he was trying to get out the car and the cop tried to pull him in the car and the cop pulled out his gun and shot him.
Right. That's what the guy's account is.
Then he started running and the cop got out the car and then said, put your hand on him and shot him again. And the guy fell down to his knees, and he had his hands up, and the cop cop shot him again. I mean, that's crazy, dude.
Well, that's not, see, that's not what the cop says, but
they won't even release the cop's name.
Of course the cop ain't gonna say
that's what I'm coming to.
Same thing with, I'm gonna do that, but the cop said, we didn't put no plunger up his ass. He fell on the plunger, right up his ass.
Did they say that?
Yes. They say he fell.
Hold on.
Yes.
They say he fell on the plunger.
What? That was the story of the police
story. Yes, that's what the cop said. He fell on the plunger.
That was Abner Louima?
They was blaming it on himself. He did it to himself.
They should get 12 plungers and give them to the 12 jurors and be like, if you can literally find any way that this is physically possible, then acquit.
I lost my virginity to a plunger. So.
Did you fall on top of it?
It's none of your business.
He said he fell. Where did he say that?
The original statement was, "Oh, he must have fell on the plunger." Then
they did it to himself.
They fucking said fell on it. Like,
and then they said
on Seinfeld when Fusilli Jerry went up fucking George's dad's ass.
First they said he came in there like that.
Then they said
he did it to himself. And he fell on a plunger.
Hey, he came in the precinct with a plunger in his ass. We thought it was out ourselves.
That's pretty disrespectful.
We thought it was
very
hard so that he walked in.
Did they think it was some brony stuff?
We're like, how did he sit in the backseat of your car with a plunger in his ass? That's what we said. That was our exact question to him. So we're going to handcuff you. You want us to keep the plunger in your ass while we handcuff you? Okay, and he said yes.
I've said for a long time that we have the most anally invasive police force of any state.
Oh, they love an anus,
state.
That's bad.
We have the most a cop stuck something in my butt stories.
For men or for women, though?
For both. Men. Both. Any of them. Both. Women, there's a lot of cops.
That cop in Long Island that was frisking women and sticking his hand up their butt and smelling his fans.
Where's the crime?
That's kind of hot.
What's the crime?
What was that?
He's stopping women and say, hey, you know how fast you are? I would not even
go. Well, was he
fast.
Hot, though? Or, what was his deal?
I can't remember what
he was.
Cool
if you're into it.
Look, even a hot cop stopping women, do they have to stop women and get in? Like, these women.
I'm kidding. That's, hideously offensive and it's, a huge violation. But,
oh, I thought you were serious.
The idea is kind of hot, no?
In an erotic story alone in my bedroom, but if I experienced sue the fuck out of. I'd make such a stink about it.
No, in real life, it's like.
It's awful. It's always awful.
A
in
kind
real life.
Of rape, yeah, obviously.
Not a kind of rape. I think that
stick
that's
his hand
very
up your
clearly
ass.
A sexual assault.
Oh, he sticks it in their ass?
He put his hand up your ass.
Yeah, that's
it and
that's sexual assault.
And he goes
assault.
In the crack and, what's all this?
Yeah,
huh?
That's
what's
straight
all
up
this?
Rape, isn't
I'm looking
it?
I'm looking for weapons, huh? You got some drugs up in here? Huh? What's all this, huh? Why is it. Huh? What's all this, huh? Huh? Why is it all tight back here? He opened that last chick.
We're going to get you laid. You don't have to do this.
I'm telling you what the cop did. Say me. It's called reenactment, Karen. Reenactment. Don't you watch Forensic Files?
Don't you mean actment?
Actment.
I can't find the...
It's just straight up actment at this point.
What the cop's explanation was of Abner Louima. I want to know if that's what he said.
Dude, hold on. So you say that cops don't lie.
No, I don't think this.
It doesn't matter.
I don't think that cop's telling the truth, but.
But
I
you
want to
hear
what,
the story anyway.
I want to say what both their explanation is. It's very suspicious. They have nothing to say. They should have something.
And they're not even showing the other cop's identity.
Yeah, release the cop's name. Why are you holding that back?
Why are they holding that back?
Somebody will kill him.
Oh, who's gonna kill him? Okay. When has a cop ever been killed by black people?
Yeah,
there's a cop angry about a verdict.
There's a cop who shot what's name Sean Bell 91 times.
Beat it.
And they said his name and his identity. Was he shot? Was he killed? The cop.
Listen, I'm not for this cop that shot this guy. I'm not. Listen. Well, yes. Do white brothers make mistakes? Sure, they do. What I'm saying is, listen. I'm telling you what their explanation is, not what I think. I think the cop probably shot him.
We didn't hear the cop's explanation that we don't even know who the cop is.
No, the cop's explanation is that he tried to get his gun.
Yes,
and he pushed on the door. Now the reason
but I thought the cop was in the car and the kid was outside the car.
The car. He said the cop.
He was trying
to
get in and
the cop said he reached and tried to get his gun. What, are you freaking kidding me? He
Here's
reached
the
car. Well, and tried to get his.
Let
gun.
Let me just say one thing. First of all, we didn't hear from the cop. So what we get is the police's report, the police department's report on what happened.
Yeah, but
not the cop's report on what happened.
Where do you think he got that from? He got that from the cop.
Yeah, they all build that up. They did that together.
Yeah, the police.
They went over that together before they released it.
So many attorneys.
So we don't even know who he is. So he got to speak for himself. He was the motherfucker who did
it. He's not going to speak because he's not
going to. He has to. It's going to come out. Watch.
How much your bet?
How much you want to bet?
I bet you $5.
What is the bet?
I ain't got the kind of money.
Well, here's why I think it's unlikely that guy wrestled a cop to get his gun was because he was about to go to college or something.
Well, you're the kid. You think black kids are retarded? They don't do that.
Reach in a cop's car.
His whole life hearing.
Reach in
the
cop's car and then try to get his gun from the sitting down position. Right. I gotta say, if he was outside, he'd see the gun. And you gotta reach where the seatbelt is. Get the gun out.
We'll just let it play out. Let's see how it plays out. We don't know all
that.
Let's do a reenactment.
People that do that. No, I've seen Nancy Grace, by the way,
I don't even think we need a white Nancy Grace.
I've seen Nancy Grace in those cases come down on the black kid side, like, a lot. Like, in fairness to Nancy Grace.
Well, when she goes with evidence. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I give it that. She don't want to look stupid at the end of the day.
What do you call it? The kind of people that would reach for a cop's gun are people that, you know, they're going to go back to prison for life.
People who already did jail, right. Three strike motherfuckers, crackheads, drunk, homeless, that kind of people. Go. A young kid who just graduated from high school ain't going for no cops.
And his friend don't even sound like he's crazy, like a ghetto, like, fuck that shit. His friend do sound decent. He was talking with very good addiction. And he was explaining himself, and he didn't seem, he was not stumbling on the story. He said from beginning to end, he didn't try to, like, read. He was telling, he said what happened.
We'll see how it plays out.
Well, you know what the problem is, man? They don't have
the problem is, cameras. Is that they're that black.
Yes, obviously, but, well, you know, yeah, that is a hindsight problem. Being 2020, yeah, it is a problem, but we can't fix you now. So I don't know what to tell you. They need to have cameras on the cars. They don't have cameras.
They have cameras. On the cop car.
Not there.
They need the personal cameras that they're doing now on a lot of
on the dashboard cameras too.
On the cop that shows everything.
That protects everybody.
They turn it off.
The cop.
And if you turn it off, you get fired. They delete it. If you delete it or if it's tampered with, you're fired. That should be the whole case.
Police squad is down with it.
It don't matter. If you tamper with it, you should be fired. Period.
And who's going to investigate it? The cops?
Well, that's how we got to do it. They got to keep it transparent.
The cops that you trying to bring down, it's going
to
investigate?
Well, they got to try to keep it transparent. Here's the thing. The cops work for us. We don't work for them. We pay their salaries.
We've been saying that for years, Gerard.
Well, let's see if something's going to be done.
What about the cop that choked that kid in Staten Island a couple of weeks ago?
Yeah, and it was awful. And the dude who videotaped it got arrested on a trumped up gun charge a week later.
Yeah, because
it's some fucking dirty shit. Listen, New York City has been dirty. The cops are dirty. Everybody's dirty. Mm-hmm. That's how it is.
Nobody's even questioning
that they arrested the dude who fucking shot the shit. They're like, that's revenge.
Listen, depending on where you live, it's such a local politics controlled thing, the cops. So it just depends how your local, you know, politics are, man.
Yeah.
That's why everybody wanted the new guy that's the mayor. That's why the people wanted him, was because they thought he would, like, tone down the cop horse shit.
Well, let's see if he investigates this.
Frisk done, or is that still going?
I think it's still going. It's still going, but they don't supposed to be doing it.
Legally, it's over.
And now they come out with a video game called Stop and Frisk.
They did say it's less now. They are
ACLU's now fighting the subway search stuff.
I see.
Yeah.
What happened?
I feel like you remember, like, all of those police officers set up those, like, impromptu searches in the subway, and like, we have the right. The ACLU, I think, was in the process of fighting that recently. I haven't been following the case very closely.
Your voice is so sexy.
I don't know how to. Thank you. I think.
Doesn't she have the sickest radio voice ever?
She has narrator voice. Imagine Will in a Cookie Monster outfit saying that to you in Times Square.
Really
bitchin' voice. Thank you.
Picture that. Imagine Will in a Cookie Monster outfit saying that to a family in Times Square.
In Times Square. His day job. And then threatened for not tipping.
Which was such bullshit. I read, like, just the headline where they went after people for telling tourists, like, to tip or to pay money, and they're like, well, we're really going to crack down on this abuse. I'm like, really? We're going to go after the guys dressed up in costumes trying to make a fucking buck? Like,
that's the main problem. Let me tell you something.
Straight up fuck that.
These are white people are dumb. They're afraid of black people in hoodies, and you should be afraid of black people in colorful costumes.
Wow.
They're criminals. Wow.
That's why they never.
It's a bunch of ex-cons and shit. It's like a shakedown of tourists. And by the way, I got way more respect for, like, a crack dealer than I do.
It is kind of aggressive. Some of those guys get aggressive.
And then those guys with the CD. I've watched the dudes, like, bully people into buying CDs of their music.
First of all,
I don't have music on them.
Really?
Those dudes sell those CDs in Times Square. Yeah. The aggressive dudes. Yeah. A lot of them, there's no music on the CD.
Oh, they just sell.
Oh, yo, I'm trying to come out with my CD, man. It's my album, man.
Somebody got the idea.
They always try to come to me. Hey, Mr. VH1. I'm like, beat it, nigga, beat it.
But I've seen them, like, straight up intimidate people into buying CD.
I've seen them go hard. But that's, you know, That's
welcome
the way.
To New York.
Yeah dude, that's fucking
a hustle. They used to kidnap people at the bus station and make them turn them to prostitutes. Now they doing do CDs.
Let me tell you something.
I mean, what you want?
If you go outside of this country, okay. If you go outside of this country, it's little kids doing the same aggressive fucking panhandling.
Yeah, Kurt.
you go to Paris, nigga.
Look, man,
you gonna get surrounded by gypsy kids. And they
them.
Go hard. Look, and they pickpocket.
People are hungry. They want them. They gotta eat. So what you want?
Well,
people are just
like
shitty
a true
and
Haitian.
Gross.
A crackdown on their fucking bullshit is what I want. Thought I was pretty clear about that.
Like, I'm not
fuck squeegee men in all their fucking forms.
Are they still around, squeegee dudes?
Yes, they still around
in Philly.
Look,
like, sure.
All that is a pain.
Fucking,
all that is
that
a,
was
I'm just
one
saying,
great
I think
thing.
All that is a pain in the butt. But look, I prefer a dude try to sell me CDs than wait for me and try to rob me somewhere.
Yeah, but I don't want a dude to aggressively sell me CDs. Like, he's not selling it to me. He's making me buy
it. What if you just sell it like a salesman?
I don't mind aggressive sales tactics for, like, people trying to make a buck. I mind the fact that Chase Bank gets away with taking $15 out of my account because I don't have $7,000. That's more of an injustice that I would like to really see prosecuted.
Here's how great America is.
Here's
how great America is. I hate both things.
Yeah, like, okay.
Both things I hate.
Now
I
imagine Chase put on a Cookie Monster outfit and did it to your face in the street. I don't see how that's fucking...
Yeah, they're more aggressive than kids on the street.
One does it behind your back
options.
And the other one does it in your face.
I mean,
either one.
I can say
fucked.
No to the kid in the street. I can't say no to Chase Bank.
You can go to Bank of America.
Bank of America is worse.
You can go to a lot of banks.
It is worse.
They're all the same advocacy group. They employ the
TD
same
bank.
Lobbyists.
Go to TD. They got accounts
they
where you don't...
They all have the same rules.
Go to TD
what
Bank.
About,
they have an account where you don't have to pay if you're negative.
What about keeping the money under
TD
your
bank.
Pillow?
Yeah, there you go.
I have five roommates. I can't do it.
You got five roommates.
Well, I mean, my situation is real sad.
Holy shit. But you're white.
I mean, unless you, but you're white.
Caitlin sounds like
you
that.
Think you, she lives in a real world house? No, nigga. This is not the five roommates she's.
This is New York. White people live like normal people.
You're gonna
here.
Say you're gonna, you're gonna say black people. You're gonna say black people.
But I said
you're gonna
normal.
Say black people. You're gonna say white people.
Yeah,
I saw your mouth fixing to say black people. White people live like black
people. I was fixing
to say
black. Yeah, I was fixing
hard.
You've been caught.
Like,
I looked to the
people.
Left and I looked to the right.
Karen's right. We're all niggas in New York.
Speak for yourself, Sherrod. I ain't a nigga.
That, whoa. Oh, thank you, Back to Africa. Shout out.
Playing a song.
Playing a song.
What song?
We got
the
a nigga song.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
We can just
we can say any
it.
Words on this show. Nigga, fag.
I fought the impulse.
Baby
like,
fucker.
At least didn't say nigger.
Monkey pussy. There we go.
Nigger.
I grant you, Kurt, the power to say nigger. Dick on the shoulder.
Oh my god. Oh my god. Ew, I felt it.
See, I give him the power to
who
say nigger.
Song?
First of all, it's from He-Man. That's the He-Man theme. So I don't know if they had He-Man
that's
in Haiti.
They
might have just been called Man. Yeah. Niggas wasn't
speaking
really
speaking of He-Man,
like
I saw Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
How was it?
Awful.
Not
well,
good?
My boy Chris Wilde is in there. He
awful.
Plays Whoopi Goldberg's boss.
I don't care who you
Whoopi
who
Goldberg's
know.
In it?
Wait,
Whoopi Goldberg.
Oh,
wait,
shit. By the way, Robin Williams is dead. What?
Oh, yeah, well, yeah that's sad. That's in the sad.
Very sad.
Robin. We don't want to be a bummer. But yeah.
He was yo, look, can I tell you when I first met Robin
speaking
Williams?
Speaking of okay, Whoopi Goldberg.
When I first met Robin Williams,
okay.
He was incredibly nice to me,
he's
talking
a great dude.
To me. Mm-hmm. And I'm thinking, did he fall off? Why is he talking?
Yeah.
And then mm-hmm. he's just a nice guy. Come to find out, he's just a
nice
dude. And you don't have to be on or off to be a nice guy. I'm like, yeah. Wow, Robin is such a cool ass dude.
I actually have a video. I have this the DVD of when he one night he jumped on stage with me at the Comedy Cellar and we did like 10 minutes together on stage.
Oh man, wow. He's the main. Yeah.
I'm gonna fucking treasure that.
Was that wait? Was that with the Off the Wagon? I met him a few times.
Right, I met him like.
But he
I
was
used to hang with the motherfucker. He's the date.
But he but he was like Al Will said. First of all, he was really smart, dude. Like
smart.
He knew about everything.
Everything.
Yes. Yes.
And I only met him a couple of times, but he always remembered my name.
Yeah.
When
yeah.
I, like
yeah.
Which yeah. I like won't remember. Fucking. I don't know how long it took me to remember. Caitlin's
you called me
name.
Donnell Rawlings for 2 years.
I call him Sherwood. For you know, but I mean, like he really was like that.
Yeah. He was
but the
nice
first
guy.
Time I met him was he was Off the Wagon. Like I don't know what happened. Like he was getting a divorce or something. Do you remember that?
Uh-huh.
And he was
yeah.
hammered.
Oh yeah.
And he was
and we
in
had
the
to put
audience.
Him in a cab.
Yeah, and he was heckling, like, and he was, like, finishing jokes and shit at people. And then I guess he must have, like, cleaned up, like, right after that.
It seems like everybody who I see in a state like that dies.
In a state like what? But people say it's
depression. In the clubs, like, on the floor, in the comedy club.
That's what I'm saying.
Other than Tommy Davidson is the only motherfucker still alive who I've seen like that.
You think but could that be a relapse is what I'm saying? Like, what? You know what I mean? Like, maybe he got
everybody else who I've seen like that
no,
in the comedy club.
No, they're not saying they're saying that he
no, it was depression. It was depression. Mental illness in this country, everywhere.
Can I tell you guys, do you guys know that black people deal with depression different than white people? Black people will be depressed.
Is this some type of black room joke?
No. It ain't black people do this.
Do black people crazy be like, white people crazy be like,
how do they
black people will live with depression for a long time.
And like the Irish.
And not tell nobody. Whereas white people will seek help. They'll seek, you know, advice from friends.
Not all white people. Yeah. How about those Columbine, too?
I refuse to seek help.
they seek help among each other. Though they was out with each other. But in a whole, most black people are depressed and they don't.
Here's the thing: mental illness is looked down upon.
Hold on, mental illness and depression is two different things, Shaw.
It's the same shit.
Mental illness and depression.
Mental illness is a larger umbrella, and depression is included.
Mental illness. Yes, it's the same shit. It's if like you get being it bad sick enough, in your brain. It's
if
like
you get it bad
Ill.
Enough to kill yourself, then yeah, that's a mental illness.
That's mental illness.
That's a physical, like physiological problem in your brain.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's why it can why be treated. It's not just quiet. A shitty feeling.
Right. It's not like people just down and like, hey, cheer up, fucker. It ain't like that. It's like motherfuckers got a fucking.
It's when you
wrong.
Physically can't.
You cannot get right.
And now they're saying that comedians are depressed.
Oh, the most dark, depressed. Nigga, don't you see these niggas?
I see myself.
Didn't Jimmy Norton just write a thing about it?
Yeah, he did.
Oh, yeah.
He wrote,
some of that.
Why are we like that?
Not all of us, but
yeah,
some
Jimmy
of us.
Norton. I thought Jim Norton's response.
You got to learn how to deal with
What was Jim's response?
He wrote in Time, basically talking about you know, his observations about Robin Williams' struggle and other comedians' struggle, and like what that process was and the relapse, and you know, he basically like echoed a sentiment I've seen over and over again that you really sort of hope and naively think that by 63 you've reached a level of maturity and acceptance with your own shit, that like you're sort of out of the danger zone, and how shocking and depressing and revealing it is that somebody like Robin Williams, with all the resources, both like social and financial, that he has, and then having reached that age and level of success, he's still susceptible to
this. It's like
same...
whenever you met Robin, if whenever you talk to him, even CK said this last night too at the Comedy Cellar, it's like you always had a feeling like he was holding shit up. Mm-hmm. He was holding it together.
Yeah.
Like you had that feeling, even when he was calm and talking and nice. You had a feeling like he was holding something together.
Russell Brand talked about
that.
That
was going to break.
That awkwardness. Yeah, that like this sort of like desperate energy that's just under the surface there.
Can I tell you something? I feel like if I were to be an alcoholic or cokehead, I think I'll probably fall in that category.
Of what? Mental illness?
But depression, right? It gets amped up with alcohol.
Oh yeah,
absolutely, and cocaine
or other drugs.
Yeah, because it's a temporary relief. So you got the couple hours where you feel great, and then you're gonna come back worse than ever.
Right, and
shame and disgust, and I'm always going so even more.
So it's I'm glad I don't do drugs and alcohol.
But drugs, it don't have to come down to drugs and alcohol. A lot of these people are already fucked up before the drugs and alcohol.
Yeah.
It's like they try to take the drugs and alcohol to squell the fucking the hurt and the pain and the fucking mental illness.
And that's why they say
they try
like,
to fucking like numb themselves to it. Yeah. So the problem is before the drugs and alcohol. Mm-hmm. Some people, you see some people on drugs and alcohol, and they fine. You see some people on drugs and alcohol, and they're using it as a crutch.
It's like alcoholism is a symptom of a much larger problem. And that's why I think when you're when people talk about like being in recovery for like 20, 30, 40 years, like they're still self-identify as recovering alcoholics because they're just a minute away. Like I've got a girlfriend of mine, I'm cat-sitting for her because she had to go back to recovery like 2 days ago. And I'm so proud of her.
When you're five roommates?
Yeah, no. A girlfriend of mine, we used to work together, but I'm so proud of her for recognizing that like that she was susceptible to relapse at that moment and went getting herself the help that she needs. And like it's just it's an insidious disease, and like the social element of like, oh my god, so and so went back to drinking, and that social judgment of we helped him the last time. Right. This is a failure, and it's like
they hear that in their own head a thousand times more than somebody telling them to it.
Can I tell you what? Isolating element. These are heavy themes, guys, and I think we should
themes
really
or memes.
themes, and I think the best way to deal with it is in A Haunted Fetus Haunting. Starring Will Sylvans.
Thank you, Kurt.
As a guy who boxes ghosts.
Let's talk about addiction.
As she Will threw her used fighter. Tampon in the dumpster.
As a joint.
A homeless guy came in and jerked off in the dumpster corner.
Her egg-covered tampon.
The sperm went on the used tampon and dust.
That's the opening narration of the movie.
Dust,
the haunted fetus baby was born.
It sounds like a hit to me. I mean, I don't know movies.
He lived off
that
the garbage that was in there. Every time the garbage man came to empty the garbage, he held on so he didn't go in the garbage, and he waited till the garbage got filled again so he could eat again.
Somebody storyboard that.
Yay.
Somebody listening, please.
We love it.
Storyboard that sequence. Okay, we're going to have that opening shot.
You need
okay.
to have those animators.
And let's get this Kickstarter going.
We have to animate the whole thing like how they did.
He had to fight roaches and rats because they thought he was food until he got big enough.
That's right, Will. Keeps talking. It'll get better.
You can open mic it here until it's good.
Oh, my God. What a Kickstarter. I still wish Kyle would do a... Kyle Dunnigan refuses to do it, but I want to start a Kickstarter to help Kyle suck his own dick.
Okay. Kyle Grooms?
Why can't
Kyle Dunnigan?
He wants to suck his own dick?
It was this, he said an offhanded joke about a Kickstarter to suck his own dick, and I was like, that's great. I won't make that with you. And like, Kyle, you know, like show
that
like
would be
the
bigger
diagram.
Than the macaroni guy.
He needs to have his ribs broken in Mexico or something.
And bind it. They got
to
break him
like
and bind
all
him.
The things he needs to
get. Does it have to be in Mexico?
I don't
Why
know.
Why not?
I had somebody I knew change sexes.
You could just
sexes.
Buy one of those vices in Home Depot and have him bend over and slowly twist him every day.
No,
like
a friend of mine in college turned into a woman halfway through the year, and that was like the rumor that he
turned
went,
into a woman.
You know, he got
like
surgery.
Todd himself.
I heard he had to have his ribs broken in Mexico, and I'm like, why do you have to go to Mexico for that?
Plus, you really want to go to Thailand, but Mexico's right there.
They don't have a doctor here who will break your ribs, I guess.
Because the insurance is crazy high.
Sometimes you just have too much ribs.
Well, you can buy black market hormones.
You don't sound like a black person saying that, first of all.
There's people that sell that on the black market, you know, like...
sell you what?
Oh, yeah. Anything.
Female hormones. Mm-hmm. If you want to become a woman, it sounds like crazy.
You can buy anything in the black market.
You can buy it on the internet. Fuck a black market. What's this black market? Just Google it, nigga,
I know.
And download.
I'm just trying to Google it's on Amazon.
So wait, hold on. What is why do they call it black market? Why not white market, brown market?
Oh, why not African American market? Let's go to commercial.
I bought it on the.
Shut up, Will.
I bought this computer on the African American market. If you know what I mean.
Sounds like something my dad
Will was doing
say.
A bit.
No, I'm serious.
That was a bit, Will.
Where did black market know. Come from? Why black market? You guys are smarter than I am.
Well,
I'm
it's called that in every language in every country. That's like the universal
thing. No, it's not.
Thing. Yeah, it is.
I'm late.
Even when they
I
don't.
I was just
they
in China. They don't call it black market. They call,
whoa,
they call it.
Except for the
they
Chinese.
They call it the N-word market. They're very racist. They're full on racist.
The N-word market.
Nigga market.
The nigga market. You guys deliver.
You did go to China?
I went to China.
What was that like?
I was in 10 days. It was awesome, man.
Did you plunk any
got some pussy over there? You was a virgin
thing.
Over there, too.
I'll tell you one thing. Little kids was coming up to me, taking pictures with me. I thought they saw my video on YouTube, but come to find out, they don't see black people like that.
Yeah,
so,
well, that was
so
the first
they was
thing I was
using
think.
Me. To get more likes on their WeChat, they have.
And then the first one they see is a fucking wizard. That's amazing. A bearded fucking. Yeah, it's got to be huge.
And it was amazing. I went to like five cities.
What's the name of the cities, Will? Tell us.
Shanghai, okay. Wuxi.
You know Tina's over there from the Comedy Cellar and Olive Tree. She managed like three or four restaurants in Shanghai. Tina,
really?
Black Tina.
That's what became of Tina.
She manages restaurants over there. I think in Shanghai.
In Shanghai?
Yeah.
What?
Like,
I know that.
Like four or five restaurants.
Tina Graham.
Yeah.
Tina Graham. No, not Tina.
Is Tina
Graham.
Her last name Graham?
No. Tina Graham was the black ones in New York.
No. Tina, you know Tina, who was the manager at the Comedy Cellar.
Okay, back. Okay. So why are you trying to force me to remember something?
I'm saying if you're the only other black person there. You didn't see it, motherfucker?
Chirag, why are you attacking the only black person in the room? We're black.
Because you already explained it to yourself. I don't like the competition, motherfucker. All right, go ahead, finish the China story, nigga.
So anyway,
so
I,
Oh, by the way, comedy was amazing because you know they didn't get to laugh for years. So,
right.
So,
well, who are you performing for?
Expats and yeah. Chinese people that speak English. So, what nice. Happened is all these Chinese kids that went to school in America and then came back. They spent like 10 years in America, you know, going to school and learning English. When they went back, they want a piece of America.
Yeah,
and here I come.
Nice.
Whoop, bat, boom, bat, boom, bat, 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 bat.
Oh,
that's literally what it sounded like.
Yeah, I believe that.
First of all, stop
that
plugging.
That was some of the names of the people that
you,
he met over there.
Are you plugging your album, Will? Will's new album?
No, but the comedy was amazing. They loved me. I felt like a rock star over there.
Amazing.
Almost everything worked. Only thing you cannot talk about, you cannot talk about the government. You cannot talk about the what's it? What's the three countries that China?
South Tibet.
North Korea?
It's called... Yeah, the three T's. Tibet.
Taiwan.
And
Sideways pussy, right? Yeah. Can't talk about
Tina.
That.
What is the other T?
You can't talk about the government. You
Taiwan,
can't talk about
I thought it was Tibet, Hong Kong. And... That's not a T.
Check this out.
I don't know.
Facebook don't know. Is no way. Facebook is banned.
I love China already.
Yeah.
No, they have their own.
They had their own, but I can't get on Facebook.
They have flat Facebook.
Oh, I knew it. I knew it was coming. I felt it coming.
It's race war.
I felt it coming down the
race. It's race wars.
I felt it coming.
Have we ever had an Asian on here?
No, we will though.
Oh. I was trying to get as Ari Shaffir calls her, Ali Wong.
Ali Wong, yes.
Yeah, right. But she's like, I'm bad on podcasts.
When Steve
I'm like,
comes
you just
to
gotta
town.
Be Chinese
Steve
on the podcast.
She just
Steve
doesn't
want to
do
one.
A podcast called
Oh,
Race
can we get
Wars.
Steve?
Yeah, we'll get Steve Burns on when he comes to town.
Yeah, well, it's a it keeps people away.
Sullivan and
you know, another
it
thing
keeps
I didn't
people away?
Here's the thing I didn't anticipate about
That's
a
great.
Stupid title.
That's why we love it.
Yeah.
Because the title, here's how it protects us. It protects us. It's race wars.
Protect is us.
I heard, well, you were making fun of me. Okay, fine. race wars because, first of all, if people who get easily offended won't listen to a show called Race Wars.
Right.
Secondly, people who do listen to it, and if they get offended, they go, who do you complain to? You going to complain that you got offended listening to a show called Race Wars?
It's on you.
It's on thirdly.
That's it, two.
You got to have a thirdly.
No, you don't.
You have to have a thirdly, Sherrod. You cannot have a secondly without a thirdly.
Really? Is it a haunted fetus haunting?
And then the baby, when he got big enough,
okay. Oh, for the love
climbed
of God.
Out of the garbage okay. So and started slaughtering.
Hold on. There's the
regular
that's
people.
The trilogy right there. A haunted fetus haunting secondly. And then a haunted fetus haunting part thirdly. A haunted fetus. Wow. This is going to be good.
Oh, shit.
Who wouldn't be the...
But wait, listen. So I'm doing shows sometimes, and people that listen to podcasts
right.
will shout when I get on, Race Wars!
Oh, yeah, I got that a couple times, too.
And
just starts like they're... Sounds like they're starting.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, in your case, yes.
And, like, it's just such a terrible way to start a set, man.
Oh, it's great. It's great. It's anybody like listening funny... out there, anytime you see Kurt, yell Race Wars when you see him.
Oh, God, it sounds so... People have no idea it's a podcast. They
yell
think
fetus yeah.
there's a problem.
They think you're a French comedian.
Oh, my God. It's a nightmare, dude. I couldn't have picked a worse name.
It's the best name in the world.
What
were
the alternate names?
A fetus haunting fetus. It was those two. And we're like, you know what? There's even one worse.
Will, thanks for coming. Yeah.
Yeah, thanks for you guys coming down August 19th, 20th at the School of Visual Arts.
Say it again.
August 19th, 20th at the School of Visual Arts, NBC Short Films Festival. It's 7 p.m.
Right.
And you guys are all welcome. It's free to get in.
Okay. And how much it costs to get out? I'm joking. No, no, it'll be wonderful. I'm joking.
You got to leave your fetus at the door to get out.
How much? All right, that's it.
Okay,
thanks,
bye.
Will.
Thank
you're
you,
the
everybody.
Best, man. Love you, nigga.
I felt like we accomplished nothing.
We there accomplished you go. Fun.
It was so much
it's
fun.
It's like a real race
it's
war.
It's a war. A war
nothing
solves nothing.
War will continue tomorrow.
There was no race, nothing.
History why will show us who was victorious here today.
Yeah. It's too early to call this one.
This microcosm of justice.
Our your two listeners will decide this.
Thank you.
That's
you
for the history
put your voice
books.
in a cassette tape.
A cassette tape and then and mail that through the mail to managers
because
and casting agents. Here's my cassette tape of my voice.
Do you want to hear an even more thing that Bobby at the Nasty Show in Montreal?
Okay.
Oh yeah.
Were you there? Oh, you were there. Bobby Slayton. Uh-huh. He goes. This jab. I don't know who's Asian in the crowd, but he goes. Yeah, you guys are good about electronics and stuff. You know. He goes. That's why your faces look like electrical sockets.
But the crowd didn't like that. The crowd.
No, they really? Didn't care for it one bit.
Yeah, I don't think they would. I wouldn't think they would care for that.
You know, I think Nasty Show people think it's like.
He thought he was at the Flamingo in fucking 1962.
Oh my god, dude.
But that dude is crazy racist. So, and he's been hosting it for 25 years. How come they don't expect that from him?
Is there not like a point of like
I thought
like there's a thing, because everybody's dying to go see Rickles, by the way, whose entire comedy thing is that, like, is that Rickles, not what's like
some people do it right.
Like, that made me laugh, that electrical socks joke, dude.
I'm sure that made you laugh. It would have made me laugh too. If I was there, I would have fucking burst out laughing. But what I'm saying is inappropriate.
That's a good question. Like, what is the thing where it's a line? Like, because some of these things are funny to me strictly because they're not. They're horribly inappropriate, and that's the funniness.
Maybe the way
of it.
He said, if he would have said, "Hey, my wife is Asian," and
I'm just asking,
like, if he would have we would have bought into his sensibilities about Asians, and then shut up, Will. If we would have bought into his sensibilities about Asians, or if an Asian had, it just seems one sided.
Well, I am retelling the joke. I might be mangling it, but that's the gist of what
I was there, Kurt.
Oh, you were there. Am I mangling it?
No.
No. Even when before you start saying it, Will already said, was like, oh, no.
He actually said it backstage, and we was like, oh, I'm in my head, it's funny, but I'm like, oh, this is really on the line.
So you okayed it?
I didn't okay it.
Did you say no? You should definitely not say that.
You know what? I think Will co-signed it.
Will now co-signed that fucking racist shit.
Will,
you're the worst.
No, listen, so I remember laughing at it.
Just came out.
Okay, listen. I will tell you, I laughed at it a lot.
Yeah, Kirk laughed at it. Kirk was laughing the most. He was laughing more.
We're
than
there with
Nick DiPaolo.
Nick DiPaolo.
Nick DiPaolo. Nick DiPaolo chuckled, but Kirk was. On,
Kurt
on
is
the
new
floor.
Nick DiPaolo.
Kurt was on the floor like Def Comedy Jam audience members.
He was like, "It's so true, cause it's so true."
Look, the worst. Look behind you right now. And say hi to you. What? Look at that electrical socket right there.
Really
cool.
Oh,
say hi to
Steve. Say hi to Steve Burnham.
Oh man. Oh no.
Oh. Well, but that's the thing. So I don't know why that like tickles my face. Because sometimes like, oh, that's just racist.
Right.
That I'll judge too, as like that's just racist. So I'm just asking. I'm not saying like where's the like what is that like line where you're like
maybe you were laughing at how it was just so abrasive against the crowd. How it fucking
no. He laughed.
I am.
Backstage.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. But he laughed backstage.
Yes, because that's so offensive. Like,
it's so offensive.
The offensiveness of that makes me laugh. But like. But I like that. If you can say something that makes me laugh that hard, that's that offensive, that's like, I'm impressed by that. Do you know what I mean? Like, I don't know. Like,
but do you still think in your head like, wow, that's offensive, but it's funny.
But keep in mind, I laughed at who's that guy, Willie Thoreau, something Thoreau's Weird Weekends, where he hangs out with a crazy person, and he hung out with not Farrakhan, Jeffries. Remember that guy, that crazy professor?
Okay, yeah.
He was hanging out with like black extremist groups.
Okay.
And they're in a leather store, and he's buying white leather pants. He's buying these leather pants, and he goes, I wish that I could buy white skin pants or white man skin pants.
Oh, Jeffrey said that?
Yeah, it made me laugh so hard. He wanted to buy fucking white man skin pants.
Well, let's hear him out. Because
funny on so many different
but he's
levels.
Wearing like these leather, first of all, these ridiculous looking pants. I don't know. That makes me laugh.
Yeah, that is funny.
But I don't know, dude. I got a weird sense of humor.
You got a weird sense of humor.
Thank you.
I agree with that. That's why I love you.
Do white skin pants exist?
Oh my god!
White skin,
but he just
like
said
out of, made out of white it's people's skin.
He's sitting there talking to this
didn't
British
Elvis,
guy.
Didn't Elvis have white skin leather pants?
No, it wasn't white. It was white leather.
I wish they
white
were white man skin pants. I wish I
well,
could get.
What did y'all watch in Haiti?
But like him saying it to this guy who's like, by the way, the whitest. He's like this British guy with glasses that he's like, "What do you think about it?" Like,
yeah.
And him saying it to that guy made it like funny. I don't know. But that makes me laugh, too.
You like
well, the guy probably
stuff.
Looked like he'd make great
I
pants.
I really do.
Some people just look like more like pants than others.
Yeah. I can't imagine.
Can agree.
When you I'm ladies, trying to imagine.
When you
what
ladies chime in, there's a calmness in this podcast when y'all two chime in with
well,
the voices.
You got to have some taco up this sausage party a little bit. you know?
All right, let's get out of here. We got to go.
All right, where are we going?
Where you gotta go?
It's done. Over.
Are we going to break?
Or podcast over.
Out? Yeah, that's the end.
That's the end of the podcast. Well, you were great.
Sherrod's the boss.
How come my segment is short? You got other people. You got in here.
We've been here for an hour and a half.
Because, well, to be honest with you, we're over it. Don't forget about the film festival on
August 19th, 20th, School of Visual Arts, 7 p.m. Free to get in. Come in and get watch some awesome films.
Yes. And don't forget my birthday is Friday.
Oh, Sherrod's birthday is this Friday, man.
August 15th,
he's
baby.
He's going to be 52.
Send gifts. You know what to send the gifts. Send them.
How's he going to be?
I'll be 75 years old. 41, my
I name. Believe that.
Yeah, we can see it.
No, you can't.
You're the only black guy that shows every second on your face.
No, that's not even true.
That's lying.
That's all. Like, that's all jokes.
I'm old as shit.
You older than dirt, Will.
How old are you, Will?
Will was in comedy when I was in junior
I'm
high school.
51 years old.
No, Will's not 51. I'm 51.
If he's a day, he's 51. If he's a fucking day.
If he was ever a fetus, he's 51.
Will started doing comedy with W.E.B. Du Bois. People don't know that.
Will was the third guy in line behind Django, if you... in the opening. Which one of you is Django?
Kirk was one of the apes in Planet of the Apes.
Oh. I mean, I needed the work.
What are you talking about? Mark Wahlberg? Was he... All right, we're done. That's it. Let's get out of here. Why are we still sticking around here?
I don't know.
I got a life outside of this place.
No, you don't.
Race Wars. Love
no,
you guys.
No, you don't.
Okay.
Race Wars. Fetus. August 1920.